Hello!
Welcome to Mini Banter.
This is 68.5. Yay. It's almost a 69, but not quite.
Just a wee little fella.
Yes, this is continuing our trend of just something, because we only record every 2 weeks, to have something on the off weeks, just say, hey, here's films that are coming out, and keep just tease you with our banteringness.
What we might talk about next time.
Exactly.
If we see all these films, we never will. We'll never review all of the films that we mentioned.
No, because quite often a lot of them are rubbish.
Exactly.
But we have more fun talking about the rubbish ones, as last week proved.
Indeed. So for example, this week alone, today it's out, the odd Wednesday release kind of thing.
Okay.
They're doing this new film called 4321.
Yes, which is
Noel Clark.
Is it a diamond heist of teenagers get tangled up in
women and stuff, skimpy things?
Yeah, I've heard parallels drawn between this and Sex and the City 2, and it's two shallow films about women,
pretty much.
Yeah, okay. which yeah, not doing justice to the potential.
Not quite. There. It's a bit of a sort of London action romp. Noel Clark, who did Adulthood and Kidulthood.
Oh.
And he was also known to most people as Mickey in Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
So Billy Piper's other half. He's a film director. He's a bit of... He won the Orange Rising Star Award at the BAFTAs a couple of years ago. And I kind of... Part of me does like him, in a way. Part of me finds him a bit arrogant.
Right.
Because... He's apparently in this film, 4321. He's in it for one brief scene.
In the trailer, he sort of flashed up.
Yeah, brief cameo is in it. But on the poster, he's far bigger on the poster, his image, than anyone else in the film. And rather than saying, directed by Noel Clark, from the director of Kidulthood and Adulthood, which any other film, a Steven Spielberg release would sort of say, from the director.
Yeah, James, the trailer for Avatar said, from the director of Terminator. It wasn't just a big picture of James Cameron.
And in this one, it sort of says, and again, it says sort of the latest exciting project from Noel Clark. And I think he's thinking he's got a bit more sort of, cachet to his name than I think he has. But
in certain circles, he might well do.
So well done. Fair play to the fella.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer looked kind of interesting, but at the same time, a little bit too low budget and a little bit too, it's edgy kids.
Yeah.
Don't really have the time for it. Although, in a similar, vaguely teenagery sort of way, She's Out of My League, which is out this Wednesday, which seems to be a sort of semi-rom-com, slightly loser. I mean, the premise or the tagline seems to be, what if a five date a 10? A kid, not average-looking, normal, geeky kid, who comes into contact with uber hot chick, and then can they make a go of it? Ooh, what will befall them? I'm being slightly dismissive. The trailer looks quite entertaining. I think it's meant to be all right.
I think she's a Brit as well.
She is. She's Alice Eve.
That's the one.
Who is the daughter of Trevor Eve?
Yes, indeed.
Who is an actor?
Yes,
I believe.
I believe.
I could do your job.
I first saw her in that film about University Challenge.
Oh, yeah, Star of Ten. Yes, where she played sort of the unattainable hot chick,
indeed,
and then he went off when
he
realised that she wasn't. She was just good looking, but ultimately pointless.
Yeah. And went off with his friend.
So that's out. Then we've also got Death at a Funeral.
Which is one of the quickest remakes,
isn't it?
They have turned the script around a bit, but I think they've just Americanized it.
I really saw it a bit. I remember it came out, it was Boxing Day, I think it came out, because it was over Christmas.
Really? Yeah.
Which is probably why no one saw it, because it's an odd thing over Christmas that people see the big release like a Sherlock Holmes, but other films get a bit
lost. No, it can't mean the Christmas is gone.
No,
one
it was
before. Oh, sorry, the one, oh, one sorry, before that, Sherlock yeah. But I went to see this and enjoyed it a lot. And see, weirdly, had Alan Tudyk, because there's one character who ends up accidentally taking drugs and then going a bit mental. And that was played by Alan Tudyk in this film, or in the British version, playing a Brit, despite being American. But in this one, it's played by James...
Earl Jones?
His name. No, Cyclops Marsden.
Marsden,
oh,
yes.
There you go.
And who is American, but playing an American. But also appears to be... Because this is a principally black cast. It's Chris Rock and Martin Lawrence and Tracy Morgan and Danny Glover and others. But James Marsden playing one of the very few white people in it, which I'm guessing is probably a significant choice.
Is he blacked up?
No, he's not gone the Robert Downey Jr.
Okay,
route.
Fine,
but apparently he shows surprisingly effective comic chops in this by sort of gurning, going on and then doing very good at behaving mentally. But I know. Well, Chris Rock was saying that the reason they remade it is because no one saw it in America,
exactly.
And I don't think that many people saw it.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And you can only do it if you just say, "Hey, look, it's lots of Americans in it. Go and see it." Which is a shame, but also the reality of things.
Yeah. I think Enchanted probably gave a hint of what he could
do. That's true. And the 27 Dresses I liked him in.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about the film?
Very small dresses, otherwise it was bulked up and it was huge. I know, I think Roger Ebert rated this, he quite liked the original, but rated this more highly. Just say it sort of seems to be, you know, refined and condensed down and just sort of gels together a little bit better. I'll watch it and give it a try.
Yeah. Okay.
But the original, I mean, given it seems to be quite similar to the original, or very similar to the original, and the original was good. Mm. So this probably is as well.
Yeah.
If we can overcome the annoyance factor.
Yeah,
well, they may have killed it slightly. Let's find out. Let's just
Give it a chance. We'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
There's also The Brothers Bloom, which I know nothing about.
I think it's about some con men.
Okay.
And it was, I think, came out in America 2 years ago. Good to finally get it.
It's been shoveled out the door now to us Brits.
Then you got The Killer Inside Me, which is a Michael Winterbottom film, which has been horribly, well, not horribly, but rightfully criticised for being quite misogynist.
No, but the thing is, in his defence, because quoting his own work, it's based on it's a book from the 50s, I think.
Right.
It's essentially about a small town sheriff or a town sheriff who, there are 2 points in the film where I think his wife or girlfriend, and then his either wife or girlfriend the other time, he basically beats them both to death in quite a brutal, onslaughty sort of way.
Right.
And I can see, and he said, the director said that it's those are only 2 points in the film. The rest of the film is sort of studying this, you know, weird character and why he does that and the reason for it. But everyone just keeps talking about, oh, all the violence. And he said that's an important point, but I don't think... And it seems too easy to say it's misogynist just because it's about a misogynist doesn't mean the film itself is a misogynistic film. And the whole point is we're seeing this horrific character who abuses women and then trying to work out why he does this.
I think the problem is it's not so much that the scenes are anything worse than we've seen before, it's that the film is all through the eyes of this main guy.
Yes.
Played by Casey Affleck.
Apparently extremely well.
He's very good. Yeah. And apparently he's in every scene, we see it all through his eyes, and therefore you experience everything he does, which includes this horrible stuff to women, and people generally, but he's, you know, a violent person. Mm. And you experience that, and therefore you feel a bit worse about it than if you've just seen it presented a random person and does it.
Because you're forced to...
You're with him. Yeah. So it's tricky.
Yes. Yeah. But it does... I'm intrigued to see it. I don't think it'll be an easy watch by any stretch.
No.
But it seems to be very effective and sort of worth making.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And again, as the director said, it's, you know, it should be an uncomfortable watch. It shouldn't be... You shouldn't watch it and sort of casually write off him beating up. It's horrible to watch. Mm. And that's the point. If it was... It's not. I think the BBFC passed it uncut, saying it doesn't glamorise it. It's meant to be this horrible look at this nutcase in what he's doing.
Yeah.
So in that case, you know, it might not be to everyone's taste, but it doesn't mean it's a film that shouldn't have been made.
Mm.
Anyway, I feel I'm getting off on a rant.
Letters to Juliet.
Off on another rant.
It's the rom dram of the
See,
week.
As someone who quite liked The Notebook, and maybe was the Notebook first. Because the author of The Notebook has done lots of others. And I don't know if The Notebook was the first one he did, but it was the first one I saw. But he since seems to have done a lot of other films.
Is this the same guy?
I don't know. Nicholas Sparks, yes. That's it. I don't know, but I feel slightly justified in damning all films like that with the same brush.
Right.
Because The Notebook came along and was successful, and then and then partly other films he's done, and partly other films have copied it.
I don't think this is in, though, because Dear John was only out 2 weeks ago, which was a very similar premise, so
yes.
I think this is not quite...
No, it's
not going to be the same person.
But in which case, that's almost worse.
But
copying him.
Amanda Seyfried and a guy. And
he
writes letters
love
to her.
Angst, trauma and... It seems to be like Twilight without the vampires and werewolves, which frankly sounds like I know.
It sounds to me like it's not for you, this film, probably.
No, very much not. But again, but I like The Notebook, so I shouldn't necessarily judge it. And it may be if it's the kind of film I watch and I'd get tied into. But from afar, I just think, oh, really?
Mm.
Well, what could be more for you then is Black Death, which is out a couple of days after
sounds
that.
Fun.
Which
sounds
is,
far more away.
There you go.
Now we're on the romance.
Like just you with a bit of Black Death.
We're just pitching shows for John, really. Now. Just trying to keep you happy next weekend. There you go. This is a British British sort of, I think, a bit of a horror thriller kind of thing, historical. In fact, we'd heard about it a little preview a month or two ago.
We did, yeah. That was
from Mr. Andy Nyman, British actor extraordinaire, in his play Ghost Stories, which we went to see
very
and was suitably
good.
Scared by.
Yes.
And
to meet him afterwards.
Indeed, I had a good chat with him afterwards, and he was talking and hyping up this film, Black Death, because I think it's the same director who directed him in Severance, and he also directed Creep, the tube train horror film, and Triangle, which was out last year with Mr. George on a ship, which is very good.
Which all seems to be sort of slowly getting more... Each film seems to be getting a slightly wider release each time.
Yeah, so I think it's going to have a good enough release, I think, in this country. The plot being that it's the Black Death has seized the entire country sort of centuries ago, but there's one village where no one has suffered by it, and why would that be? And are they necromancers? And must they be killed? And must they be learned from? And will there be blood? Yes, there will be blood. Yes, yes.
And no drinking milkshakes.
No drinking milkshakes.
There will be blood.
Oh, I see.
I thought that's what you were.
No, okay. In no way at all. But well done.
You said there will be blood. I did. Yes, where my mind goes to milkshakes.
Fair enough.
I don't think Jenny. Have you seen There Will Be Blood?
No.
Okay, which is probably nothing to you whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
Paul has, and it barely meant anything to
exactly.
him.
Exactly. So, yeah.
And the other film I can't read.
Oh, Greenberg. Well, that's a Ben Stiller film, which looks quite. It looks like it might be an all right Ben Stiller film. Not too.
So it's not him
out there, and you know, it's actually a bit more.
I can't think.
A little while ago.
Just been for coffee,
it?
I don't know what he's done. Yeah.
Probably slept.
Had some tea.
Yeah, maybe. He's more of a coffee man, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So that's it.
That's the mini banter. Yeah. That will all to come next week.
Look forward to it.
But if any thoughts about those films you want us to talk about next week or you want to share with us, it's podcast@moviebanter.co.uk or tweet us @moviebanter.
Be there or be elsewhere.
Yeah. Pretty much your only options.
Yeah.
If you find a third option, then let us know because, I'm intrigued. Anyway, see you next time.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye.